in just a minute. Bill rings in the season with the most wonderful rhyme of the year. It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, according to completely unnecessary new research, many people in romantic relationships are ignoring their partners in favor of what?
The phone would be too obvious.
That's why I said the research was unnecessary. Oh, the answer is the phone. We all know what it is. Staring at your phone instead of your beloved, but now it has a name. It's called fubbing. Fubbing, P-H-U-B-B-I-N-G. It sounds dirty and probably is, so make sure before you do it, you put on a fubber. Fubbing is a combination of phone and snubbing, get it? And it means to snub the person in front of you to look at your phone. Another term for it is all of human existence in 2016. It just comes down to one basic problem. While you may love your partner, you cannot play Bejeweled on her face. So they call this the displacement hypothesis, the idea that smartphone time displaces quality time with your partner, and it's true. How many times have you said, damn your phone, you used to look at me when you were sitting on the toilet?
Well, here's a true story from my household. My children, my two boys, began mocking me for the way I looked when I was looking at my laptop or my phone at the counter where they were trying to talk to me, and I was ignoring them. And so I made a choice 2 months ago to stop doing that. I wasn't going to leave my laptop on the counter anymore where we all sit for breakfast and everything else. And I wasn't going to look at my phone when the family was there. And I'm all alone out there. I'm sitting there at the counter. They didn't even notice. They're all on their phones playing Bejeweled and Clash of Clans. And Rita's down there doing her email at the other end of the counter. And I'm there being completely unflubbery.
Flubbery.
All by myself.
Did you clear your throat a few times to see if they'd notice?
They don't notice, yeah. They don't notice anything.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the ringtone. It's just Dad clearing his throat.
But I still feel I feel like I did the other thing. I flubbed for so long that they gave up on me.
Yeah.
It's like they forgot I'm there.
At some point, you have to just go flub yourself. You know?
Yeah. I am.
Adam, after a series of traffic accidents, police in Canada have issued a warning advising drivers to stop doing what?
I'm drawing a complete blank on this one.
Well, it's sort of like no more Mr. Stereotypical Canadian guy.
Oh, they have to stop being so nice to each other.
Exactly right. Police are asking Canadian drivers not to be so nice. Canada, or as it is also known, opposite America. Has this problem. The citizens are too nice to each other, and there have been a number of traffic accidents, specifically on Prince Edward Island, that have been caused by drivers, you can imagine this, politely waving other drivers into traffic, and yet the other drivers aren't expecting that, and there are accidents. It's similar to the problem that we have here in America, where we are so generous to each other with our bullets.
I think originally Canada was supposed to border Mexico, and then they were like, no, 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 you first to North America. Exactly.
In Canada, road rage is always people fighting over whose fault it is. No, I'm sorry. What's wrong with you? Are you blind? Let me help you if you're blind. No more.